3-3 as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Jace Warkentine out to work it for Western Illinois. He has been touched up by the Golden Eagles some in this game, but he has been able to do just enough to keep ORU from breaking out for a big inning. That being said, ORU has scored in three of the four frames. Jake McMurray will lead off, trying to continue what is a team-high nine-game hit streak. 0-for-2 so far. Excuse me, 10-game hit streak. He's 0-for-2 so far today. A couple of ground outs to shortstop. Warkentine holds the glove next to his left ear, works through his windup, and then hits the outside corner with what looked like it might have been a changeup. Strike one. McMurray, Denny, Oviedo do up in this inning. Ground ball back at the middle, stabbed by the glove of the pitcher, Warkentine. He sprints over towards first and underhands it to Dorothy, one down. That ball spiked off the ground in front of home plate and looked like it might jump over Warkentine on the hill, but he was able to reach up and snare it. Brings up Caleb Denny. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. Struck out in a long at bat at the beginning of the game. He takes ball one up high. He's fouled off 3 2-strike pitches today, so he's been close, just hasn't been able to find a way to make that solid contact, get a base hit. Breaking ball stays up and in, and the count goes to 2-0. Did get around on one that one-hopped the fence in the first inning, but it was foul up the right field line. 2-0 to Denny. Warkentine with a big, deep breath before he delivers. Missed outside, ball three. Count. Looked like a slider there that broke into the zone. Strike one. Denny, again, very capable of going the opposite way here. So Warkentine still has to be careful. Here's the 3-1. That one is lifted in the air right side of the infield, playable for the second baseman, Sears. He ranges to his right, makes the catch, two down. Adam Oviedo will step to the plate now, and Oviedo talked to us before the game about the difference in DHing and playing in the field.
Nothing's different. You know, mentally you got to be prepared for an IB just as you would if you're playing defensively. I would say the only thing different is that I'm not going to be on the field playing defense, you know, when I'm not hitting. So that's a little bit of a change, but I think overall mentality, it has to be the same because the game doesn't change whether you're hitting and playing defense both. So
that's Adam Oviedo before the contest as he steps into the right-handed batter's box, swung through strike one, so it's an 0-1 count. A tied ball game, 3-3, as we play in the top of the fifth. Breaking ball came in the back door for strike two. I tell you what, Warkentine has really figured out how to pitch Oviedo because he has hit a couple of spots that Ovi really couldn't do anything with the baseball, and he's been stuck behind in counts simply because Warkentine has placed the ball well against him. 0-2 count, here's the pitch home. That's up and away on the fastball. ORU has only failed to score in one other inning. That was the third. If ORU can find a way to score in this one, the Golden Eagles would climb back on top. Here's the 1-2. That one's low. Looked like a change up there that dropped out of the zone. Actually hit home plate, I think. Oviedo works back into the count now, 2-2. Nobody on in front of him, two outs. The 2-2 on its way. Breaking ball, too low, and it's ball three, so Oviedo now has worked a full count. Joshua Cox is on deck. 1-for-2. He's hit the ball well twice today. Full count, two outs. Warkentine through his windup and fires. A fastball hit high in the air, deep left center field. Vander against going back on it. Schwartz on the run as well. He can't get there as it one hops the wall in left center field. And just as Brody Gibson did an inning ago, Adam Oviedo drives a two-out double to the left center field gap, and ORU has a man in scoring position with two outs. Joshua Cox, who drove in a couple yesterday, now steps to the plate. Here's what Cox had to say about those at-bats early in yesterday's game.
Honestly, the pitcher kind of threw two right down the middle. So the approach was swing the bat. It's hard to see. There's no batter's eye. So if you think too much at this place, it's probably not going to go very well. So just see it and swing.
Well, we'll see if he has a similar approach early in this at-bat as he dives away from ball one that came up and in. And Cox pointed out there's no batter's eye. There's also some white cars and vans directly over the center field wall, which, as from his perspective as a lefty, is pretty much right in his line of sight. A 1-0 count, a lefty-lefty matchup here for Joshua Cox. A base hit would put the Golden Eagles on top. Foul tips this one through the legs of the umpire at strike one. Cox was our Advanced Orthopedics Group player of the game yesterday as he drove in two, scored one, and had a career-high three hits. Again, he's 1-for-2 to today. His one hit was actually an infield single. His better swing was on the flyout to right field. 1-1 count. That one's up. And the count goes to 2-1. The Golden Eagles got some two-out magic an inning ago to tie the game. Trying to do so again here. Cox has hit .235 against lefties this year. .243 is against righty, so pretty comparable. Here's the 2-1. Checked his swing, held up on a fastball that ran up and in. And that makes the count 3-1. Two down. Runner on second. That's the go-ahead run for ORU in a 3-3 ball game, top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. It's low and away, and it gets away. That will advance Oviedo to third as Cox jogs down to first, having drawn the walk, and it brings up Blake Hall. Well, Workentin again has pitched himself into some trouble after retiring the first two batters of an inning. Runners on first and third. Joshua Cox with plenty of speed. If ORU wants to try to put something on here. Now, Oviedo is not the quickest at third base. So to try to do some trickery and get him home, he's not necessarily the guy that you would want to do that with. But it's not like he's inherently slow. He's just not like an Anthony Martinez, Josh Cox type. Ball one was up high. Blake Hall with a big chance here. Hall, again, the defending Summit League player of the week. And he's got a chance to put ORU on top with runners on the corners and two outs. Cox is on the move. Ground ball through the left side of the infield. It's a base hit. That'll score the runner. Cox rounds second and heads to third as Blake Hall drives in the run. It's 4-3 Golden Eagles on a perfectly executed hit and run. You can hear the Golden Eagle dugout celebrating. The ORU put on the hit and run there, and for whatever reason,
Brody Gibson,
the shortstop went to cover the bag at second base. Well, he vacated the shortstop hole, and Blake Hall hit it straight through it. Drives in the run. It's 4-3 Golden Eagles. Runner still on the corners now for Brody Gibson, who had a double in his last at bat. He's already driven in one run today, and he scored one as well. Take strike one on a big breaking ball. .91 pitches now for Jace Workentin. Number 92 is on its way. It's a breaking ball that missed low. Gibson seeing the ball well. Gibson came in hitting way better against lefties than righties. .333 against lefties compared to .167 against righties coming into the weekend. Again, he's already got a hit that was a double in the left center field gap off of Workentin. He takes here. It's a strike on a two-seam fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. ORU has scored in four of the five innings now, but has yet to put up multiple runs in an inning. Will that change here? ORU now leading 4-3. Gibson trying to extend the lead. checks his swing on a breaking ball that came in the back door anyway. Strike three. But the Golden Eagles score again. One run on two hits. No errors, two left stranded.
For the Golden Eagles in the top of the fifth, one run off two.
And ORU leads it 4-3, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-4-5 hitters due up for Western Illinois when we come back. This is Golden Eagle Baseball on the ORU Sports Network.